Hi, it's Yaya, and this is the broadcast interview project for my English 12 class. We asked Mr. Ward Walker about actuarial science. He's a retired insurance company worker. We asked him a few questions about what is it like being an actuary, what it takes to get there, what are the requirements, and what is it like, you know, all the questions. And this is his response. This is what he had to say about that. So this is Yaya, and today we are going to do an interview with someone. And hello sir, what's your name?
My name is Walter Walker.
And okay, today so we are going to ask you a few questions about an actuary. Is that okay?
Oh, this is fine. It's just fine. You caught me by surprise today, but I think I can be efficient for you.
Thank you so much. Okay, so our first question is going to be, explain what is the role of an actuary is.
Well, my idea of what it is to give you data and calculate certain things that dealing with the basics of life, like damage to property, your injuries, death from destruction due to natural causes like hurricanes and tornadoes and earthquakes and things like that. I mean, it's a basic idea of what it's all about.
Okay, so what are the skills required like to become an actuary?
Well, you need to go to school and learn things of dealing with finances, general knowledge of business, and programming of language, because you're dealing with a lot of cultures out here, and you got to understand what their dealings and what their sacrifices was, what is in life. You know, you got to learn their statistics and what money they are putting in to make their lives generally.
Okay, so what are some of the topics that actuary should be proficient in, like to they have to know to be a good actuary?
Well, to really know the things, you got to go to school to learn to be a calculus. You got to know math, like algebra and accounting and economic and financing, the management and computer skills to learn to keep up with today's modern technology. Because this is a technology type world. You got to have that skill to know. You got to read that computer. You got to, you know, science and communication. All that stuff is basically what you need to learn.
Okay, so what is the average starting salary for an actuary, their payment? So
it's really based on your schooling. To be a high class or a good general insurance agent or whatever, to take the skill to know what's going on in here, to learn all the skills in college, like in communication, computers, and all these things, a good salary is about $100,000 a year. And I'm talking about compensation of $47 per hour. I mean, you can make good money doing this, but you got to go to school and learn the basic things to get you that salary.
Okay, actuarial science like a good major? Is it like a good course for students to do? Like,
yes, there are a lot of things you can do, but you got to find a subject that will combine all of those things in there that will give you what you need to get that education. Like operation, dealing with resources, physics, engineering, and event and fine arts. All that in school, you got to get that, you know, to get yourself started with that kind of thing, to learn about the different cultures and things in this world here for insurance, to be an insurance agent. So you got to button down and get that education.
Thank you so much. We'll appreciate for your time, and thank you for answering our questions. And I think that will be it for today.
All right. I'm glad to do whatever I can. I mean, whatever I know. You can always knock at that door right there and ask.
Thank you so much. Hello again. So we asked Mr. Walt Walker a few questions about actuary, and what it takes to get there, the requirements, the educations, the payment, and we ask them if it's a good course like to consider as a choice when you're in college. And their response was pretty much good and straightforward. And like what stand out the most to me is the payments. I mean, the payment is very good. The starting payment is very high. And other thing is that the education requirement, which is from different type, starting from engineering, fine arts, you know, the business management, and you know, all the type of education to become an actuary, which I think is challenging but good. I mean, if you are into the numbers, into maths, I mean, if you have that goal, I think it's a good choice. And I hope you all enjoyed the broadcast, and thank you so much. We appreciate for your time.